Iconic public radio programs are synonymous with their hosts. When you hear Fresh Air, you think Terry Gross, This American Life, Ira Glass, A Prairie Home Companion, Garrison Keillor. Well, actually, it's now A Prairie Home Companion with Chris Thiele. The MacArthur Genius Grant winner and Grammy Award-winning musician debuts as the long-running show's new host tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock here on WABE. I recently caught up with Chris, and he told us how he got this gig.
Garrison, I got a call out of the blue, and his name showed up on my caller ID, and Lois, I was too afraid to answer.
Oh.
He had called before, and, you know, I mean, he's just this, he's this imposing fellow, his voluminous voice, and I was in the middle of a tour with Edgar Meyer, the great bassist, and Garrison had called me a couple times asking me if I could, hey, could you fly down next week? We have a show and, you know, something. And I knew I wouldn't be able to do that. And then also there was just this feeling that it wasn't going to be that. It was going to be something big-ish. And I let it go to voicemail. I was sitting on our tour bus just practicing. I let it go to voicemail. I was, I'm not sure I can do this right now. And I checked the voicemail and Garrison said, Chris, I have something. Maybe of interest to you.
Maybe not.
I don't know. But call me back. Let's talk. And so 15, 20 minutes later, I had mustered the courage to call him back, and he outlined this plan that we're now on the cusp of implementing, and I just listened in stunned silence as he went through it, But the whole time, sort of this inner voice was going, yeah, of course you're going to do, absolutely you're going to do this. I couldn't be more excited.
Did he come right out and say, will you do this, and then proceed to tell you about the steps? Or did he just presume the answer would be yes, and he said, here's how we're going to do it?
You know, I don't think he didn't presume that I would say, I think he suspected that I would say yes. I think maybe right from the beginning to him, it made kind of a lot of sense. And it did to me too, despite the fact I certainly hadn't been, you know, rearing up for a career as host of Prairie Home Companion. But still, it somehow made sense, I think, to both of us, though he certainly, you know, think on it and call me back. And I remember calling my wife right afterwards saying, Claire, this may sound crazy, but I think it's exactly right. And she right away understood why I was so keen on doing it. And I called Garrison back the very next morning just to make sure that I hadn't hallucinated the entire thing. And he said, yeah, that's about right. You know, let's have you do a couple of these things and see what you think, see what we think, and then we'll take it from there. And I had so much fun, those first two shows that I hosted, I had so much fun. And after the second one, he said, I'll get back to you as soon as the season is over. I think I'm winding down and I think you should do this. So for the last year and a half or so, this has been in the works.
I can imagine you must spend many waking hours, and you don't have many free ones because you are a full-time touring musician, not to mention husband and father. But you must be thinking a great deal about how to balance updating the show and making it yours while still maintaining some of its original appeal.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the crux of the matter right there. The thing is, Garrison created a brilliant and immortal piece of art that is the show, that is the format of this show. I mean, he's created many brilliant, immortal pieces of art, but this is one that actually doesn't, it doesn't rely on his direct involvement. I think as someone who creates things himself, that's your dearest hope, is that you'll create something that can go on without you having to do it every time. Mm. You know, for me, if ever I write a song and hear someone else play it, that it's just that is the most gratifying thing you could possibly imagine. And particularly if it seems to be doing something for that person delivering it and for the people hearing it, then you have this sense of having created something that can actually live. It lives. It lives. And I think that Garrison's Prairie Home Companion can do that. This format, this 2 hours, this whirling 2 hours of music and comedy, storytelling, these scripts, the fake commercials, silly songs, you know, commentary on current events, things that are affecting all of us, and really just sort of a meditation on daily life. Garrison has provided us this place that we can go weekly to sort of take inventory of our lives, and I feel a very keen responsibility to maintain that place. It's important to me as someone who has used Saturdays from 6 to 8 for you guys. I've used that as it's an almost church-like experience. It's calibrating, and we hold our cares, our weekly cares, out for inspection and even celebration, and I wish to do that moving forward. And I think Garrison has given us this format with which we can continue doing that together. Certainly, there'll be things about it that change. I'm 35, and I grew up in Southern California and then moved to Murray, Kentucky. So, you know, I won't be telling the Lake Wobegon story. It wouldn't come across sincerely from me. But we'll be doing other things. And there'll be a spoken word guest every week who will potentially be a comedian or an actor, storyteller, poet, et cetera, who will pick up some of the storytelling slack. Although I love talking to and with people. So there'll also be, you know, there'll be an opportunity for me to talk with the musicians who are on the show, with the spoken word guests. I think the show will be as recognizable as it is new, and hopefully we'll strike a compelling balance there.
Well, it sounds very promising, Chris. You were 15 the first time you appeared on a Prairie Home Companion.
Yes, indeed. Oh, that was quite an experience for an adolescent mandolinist, let me tell you. We had just moved, my family had just moved to Murray, Kentucky, and my mom and I drove down to Nashville and flew to the Twin Cities, stayed at the St. Paul Hotel, where we still, all of us guests on the show, have always stayed at the St. Paul Hotel. Every time I'm there, there's still, for me, I can't shake the sense of awe of this place.
Oh, it's a grand place.
I've stayed in a lot of hotels. I've stayed in a lot of hotels since, but still there's this 15-year-old me comes back every time I walk into the lobby of the St. Paul Hotel. But meeting Garrison was so generous with me as a very young man. I remember asking for his autograph and him dashing off a limerick using my name. There was a mandolinist named Thiele. Played the instrument widely and freely as he rode around town, something like, he played around town while riding around on a bicycle doing a wheelie. And to see the radio acting company, I mean, this was a huge part of my life. Every week we listened to the show, we listened to Garrison, and it probably was the first time I ever heard the mandolin would have been, you know, Peter Ostrushko, who was a regular on the show, or the great Jethro Burns, who was on the show fairly often. It was so formative, and to me, the way that I've put on a show ever since those experiences, listening to the show, and then actually getting to see Garrison do it live. I mean, it's informed every show I've ever delivered in my life. I'm eternally grateful to the man.
Well, I want to congratulate you and wish you tremendous success. We'll be rooting for you here in Atlanta.
Thank you so much, Lois. That means a lot.
It's been a pleasure. I mean, what haven't you done? You're the Mozart of the mandolin. You had a MacArthur. You were on Prairie Home when you were 15. It's only logical that this is the next step. But I would imagine it's both surreal for you, and yet there must be something that seems like it was meant to be ever since 96.
I couldn't put it better. Both of those things. That's the great, the thrilling paradox there. It is totally surreal. And as we're staring down at it right now. We're about to ride this soapbox down to the finish line, and I can't wait. I can't wait to see what happens. I think I'm like everyone else. Is this gonna work? Can Prairie Home Companion work without Garrison Keillor as the host? I think it can. I'm not sure, but I'm ready to give it the very, very best shot I can.
Best of luck, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Lois.